If it wasn't for bad luck, the Moose Jaw Winmar Warriors wouldn't have any luck at all as of the late. From their Circle K Classic qualifying hopes to recent results in the Sask Male AAA Hockey League, little seems to be going Moose Jaw's way at this point, with their most recent result offering a good example. The Warriors played the Regina Pat Canadiens to a 1-1 tie in the first period on Saturday afternoon in Regina but surrendered 5 goals in the second and would go on to a 6-3 loss at the Co-Operators Arena. The loss dropped the Warriors to 1-0-7-0-0 on the season, good enough for 6th place in the SMAAHL standings, 2 points back of Regina and Estevan for 2nd and 5 behind 1st place Prince Albert. It was those very same Mintos that likely brought the Warriors' Circle K Classic hopes to an end last weekend. The Warriors had dropped an 8-3 decision to the Notre Dame Hounds back on Saturday, November 11, but still sat a handful of percentage points in win percentage ahead of the Mintos for the 4th and final automatic spot in the Ultra Elite 18U AAA tournament. They needed a Mintos loss to Swift Current that Sunday afternoon to hold down 4th heading into the qualifying date on Monday, November 13, and at points in that game, the Warriors looked like they were going to get the result they needed. But the Mintos scored the tying goal midway through the third period and then scored in overtime to earn the win outright, moving 7 percentage points clear of the Warriors for 4th place at the time. Being so close to the cutoff might land the Warriors a spot as the 5th team from the SMAAAHL, as was the case one season back when they were the Moose Jaw Generals, but that opportunity remains highly unlikely. On Saturday, things were close early, as the Warriors' Bryce Bowen and Regina's Daister Koch exchanged goals 1:18 apart late in the period to send the teams into the dressing room tied 1-1. Steven Steranka and Ellis Miet each scored in the first 3 minutes of the third to make it a 3-1 Regina lead, but Keaton Lesperance got one back of 4:50 make it a 1-goal game. Moose Jaw's Cooper Bouhey and Miet exchanged goals midway through the period, but Regina would get markers from Isaac Pohl and Cash Lanigan in the final 6:43 of the frame to take their 6-3 lead. Neither team scored in the third period and Regina went on to their 3-goal win. Ryan Bain got the start and turned aside 26 shots in taking the loss while Taylor Tabashniak had 33 saves in the win. The Winmar Warriors are now off until Friday, November 24, when they open a busy stretch of games on the road. The Warriors are in Prince Albert that night and Saturday afternoon followed by a visit to the Saskatoon Blazers on Tuesday, November 28. Next home action is Saturday, December 2, when the Estevan Bears are in town. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.